Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Okay, you guys, I am super excited because this is the episode. Welcome to, first of all, welcome to 902-1ONG.
Hi, everyone.
It's us. This is the episode that we've been telling Jen about for 3 seasons now.
This is it?
Yeah.
This is it.
Wow.
Iconic. This is an iconic episode.
It is the moment in 90210, in my opinion.
Are you guys kidding me right now?
No.
This episode left me feeling let down.
What?
Okay. I there's certain storylines that I'm like, okay. But I mean, this is the iconic moment. It's the threesome of them all.
Yep.
At the very end. Like so we'll get there. But okay.
From the pool to the door knock to the walk.
Okay.
From there on, you're just like, I'm in.
Well, why don't we just talk about it then? Season 3, episode 19, Back in the High Life Again, aired on January 27th, 1993.
Synopsis: Dylan's father, Jack, is finally released from prison to enjoy his son's company and sets eyes on his trust fund. David doesn't know where he will live after his father moves out of Jackie's house. Meanwhile, Brandon's addiction to gambling intensifies when he starts using his own college money. Donna helps Andrea with a makeover. Drum roll, please. That was my drum roll. Give me a drum roll.
I don't know how. Ooh, was that good?
Dylan finally chooses Kelly over Brenda. She is furious when they break the news to Brenda about their summer fling.
Directed by Bill D'Elia and written by Steve Wasserman and Jessica Klein.
Chills.
I don't know if they needed to tell her.
I don't know either.
But in all honesty, you were having moments where you were like, I don't feel like what Kelly's doing is right. She does the right thing. She does the noble thing here.
Noble? What do you mean?
Telling the truth?
Telling the truth?
All right. Sometimes the truth hurts. So it's like, I'm all for Kelly and Dylan. I love them.
Really? Same. Nobody knew.
I don't know if they needed to tell her. They needed to tell her that they were together. But I don't know that it did anything but hurt her to tell them about the summer. To tell her about the summer.
But imagine, like, let's fast forward. They stay friends for years. Dylan and Kelly get married. I'm just saying, what if? And then, like, 30 years from then, like, all of a sudden, they're like, wow, we have this deep, dark secret we never told our friend. Like, how do you live with that? Like, it's a big one.
Yeah. I don't know either. I might be with Amy that, like, why tell her the nitty-gritty details of it all?
Right.
It's bad
enough.
Endgame
is the same. So it's like, why... Why do you
need
to, like,
you guys, I am shocked.
Kick someone while they're down.
You know, I believe in the truth. I believe in telling the truth. I cannot lie. But in this situation, I don't know. I just, because of the way it hurt her so badly, of course it was going to hurt her, but, like, they didn't sleep together. That they're saying cut and dry didn't happen.
That was good. They told her that.
But they
had a
thing.
There's a shot at friendship, too. There's a shot at friendship if they didn't tell her that last part.
You think?
Maybe.
See, maybe. Because the girls were like, you know, just maybe this, we'll do this together and he'll decide between the two of us. Like, for me, the whole, I missed that in the beginning of the episode. Like, the lead up to Dylan, the party, the pool scene, there I was missing something for me. Like, I missed the buildup. I missed, like, the girls kind of having what they've had for the past few episodes of that, like, camaraderie and friendship, and we're going to get through this together. Whatever happens, happens. Like, I didn't get that in the beginning of this episode, and I really wanted that to set it up a little bit better.
Did you think it was so weird when Kelly says to Dylan, did you pick me because I came to the party? And he said, maybe.
Yeah, but you're jumping ahead.
Oh, but she does that all the time.
Pardon me. I know. I just want to get to that scene onward anyway and forget the whole rest of the episode.
Keep going. I want to know how you both are feeling, like, really feeling about this episode.
Yeah, I just felt like it was, I felt let down. I felt like...
Which parts?
The lead up. I felt let down by the lead up. And then, like, and then the pool scene, the dialogue in the pool scene, just exactly what Amy's talking about. Like, there was no decision before Kelly gets in the pool with him, and it just felt like convenient and, like, default, like a choice by default. I don't know. It just didn't feel like I wanted it to feel for some reason. And then, yeah, that he said, maybe. He's such a jerk sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, but I loved, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I just, like, as a girl, I was like, oh my gosh, when, you know, don't say it if you don't mean it. I mean it. And
right.
He's like, you're in trouble. And then he dunks her. And just, like, that was so beautiful. And your hair went back so perfect as you popped out. And I was like, oh, this feels like Splash. You were like a mermaid. And, like, and then, I don't know. I just love your read on that when you're like, you're in trouble. Because I know that side of you so well. Because that is a little side of you. The little flirty, like, little girl, like, kind of.
Yeah.
And so when I heard that, I was like, ah, I don't know. I just love it.
Yeah, that's
so
a really cute, charming, iconic scene. In my mind, I just remember him picking Kelly more clearly. Mm-hmm. Like, when he said that, I was shocked. I was like, wait, that happens like that?
Yeah, it felt like it was like, wah, wah. Wah, wah, yeah. Wah.
Like, do we think he goes on to say, I want you. I've always wanted you. Yes, I choose you. Like, he's clearly pointing out, like,
I wanted more out of that moment. I'm not going to lie. I wanted more from Dylan right there.
Okay. Well, there you go right there. It's Dylan, though.
Yeah.
It is. Like, he's not capable of giving more.
If Brenda went to the party, would things be different?
Do you think if Brenda went to the party, it would have been different? Yeah, because Brenda would have been there. They wouldn't have been in the pool. That moment would have never happened.
I think it would have prolonged it a bit, but I think this was inevitable. This was the way it was supposed to happen.
So you think he went into the party and the pool already decided
that
he was going to pick Kelly?
Well, I guess I have to go with that in my heart because I want to believe, like, this is the right thing and, like, he's being honest and it's not just, like, he's not just a guy that's like, oh, this is convenient, cool, I'll go with the blonde. She's here, like, oh, that breaks my heart. Like, and it's Dylan. You know, the lines blur for us. So for me, I guess I stick up because I'm like, it's not just Dylan, it's Luke. Like, and he would never do that. So it's like, no, I think in his heart, it's Kelly. We know it's Kelly. He didn't want to be with Brenda anymore. Even when you had a summer fling, he really didn't.
Right. I agree.
You know? And I think it's a hard time, like, deciding, but I think he had decided already.
Okay.
He decided that summer. He probably decided when he was in seventh grade. Like, I want to believe you were always it in the back of his mind.
And don't you think it's significant that she does go? She is the one that's there for him. Like, if we're really going to, like, dig into it, it's like she was there for him.
But Brenda couldn't because Jim wouldn't let her go.
Okay, Brenda has defied Jim so many times. Mm-hmm. She went to Mexico. She does things all the time. So, like, for this is the time that stops her because he says no? I full on didn't remember that for a moment. And I was like, oh, she's going to sneak out like Brenda always does. Like, and then when she went back up the stairs after talking to Brandon, I was like, oh, really? She's not leaving.
I think here's what I think. I don't know that she cared about going to the party or not, or supporting Dylan. It's like she just wanted to go because she knew if she didn't, that she was going to lose.
We're going to get slammed by Brenda fans, but I agree with you.
But that's true.
I agree with you.
She wanted to go not to support him and to be there for him. But that's why she was like so talking to Brandon about it. Like, it was more about him picking Kelly.
Yeah, but
rather
what about
than
all her
there.
Talk about the she's worried about Dylan and the finances and the dad and that he's going to take the like, what about that part? Do you believe that?
I think that's true too.
And that Dylan needs friends, she says to Kelly at school. Like,
right.
I'm not saying she doesn't care about him, but it's understandable. She's a teenage girl. She's going to go with her emotions over, like, it happens. Like, I don't fault her for it. But in the moment, I think she was jealous and was like, oh, yikes. I should get myself there.
There might be a little bit more pick me, rather than I need to be with him because it's true love.
And I did love that in the midst of everything going on with Kelly, when Dylan calls and talks to her about it, I love that you immediately said yes. Like, you didn't even hesitate with everything you have going on. Like, I feel like, I don't know, that made me think, like, that's how much she cares about him.
Jack McKay is such an asshole.
Oh, my God.
He's so sexy, though.
He really is. But
what is he doing? He's got plans to take the trust fund money back and use it for himself? That is wrong.
As Jim says, he's a major bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a major bad guy.
He could be a major bad guy. That was so...
It's rough. Like, in this episode, you really feel for Dylan in so many ways.
Do you think
that he's got this ass of a dad?
Yeah. Poor guy, he's just getting jerked around. And the only thing he has now is Kelly, this new relationship. And that at the end, you're like, wait, what's going to happen? It's not like, yay, they're running off into the sunset together and they're so happy in this moment. That's painful. Also too, was a letdown for me that the moment was like squished, like they didn't get to be happy about being together. It didn't feel like, I didn't see enough of that.
Can you imagine being Brenda and those two come to the door? Oh, I mean, you would immediately know.
I felt so bad for her. I just watching it, her little, just her little face and the way she answered the door and the way she went over and got her jacket. And then she was like, okay, let's go. And just, she knew it was coming. And she was, but she had to be brave and go. And I just, my heart was aching for her.
They do jump a little bit from the door and then all of a sudden they're walking. What do you think the dialogue was on the way there? Like small talk? Because no, they cut to the scene and she's coming in hot.
They've already told her. Yeah.
Oh, right, right, right.
They were like,
they just hadn't told her about the summer fling yet. That's
I don't know why they told her that part.
Well, that said, then I wish we would have seen that.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that kind of major to be like, I don't know. I felt bad too. I was like, they're doing the right thing. They're doing the right thing. Well, Dylan's like, let's tell her in the middle of school, like before she goes to her next class. I was like, oh my gosh, poor thing. Imagine. Brenda, why are you crying?
Yeah.
In Mandarin class. What language did she take?
Episode's intense.
I would have been upset, I guess. If that was to be me, if that was me, I feel like I would have wanted one of them to tell me. Like, it's just too much all at once.
Both of them.
Or tell me on the phone so I don't have to, they don't have to see me crying or something. I
don't
know. I
agree with you, Tori. Yes. Going to the door and like, being the couple and then being like, sorry, you're out.
And even in that conversation, Dylan was kind of a jerk to her there. He was so insensitive to her feelings or anyone's feelings in that moment. But
Dylan's a little insensitive.
He should have told her alone.
But he's a product of, you know.
Yeah, he should have told her alone. Life. Given her time.
Okay, I was just going to ask you guys, what would have been better for Brenda? If Dylan told her or Kelly told her?
Dylan. That's
because
the right thing.
It was his choice. Let him do some of the heavy lifting for a hot second. Like, let him deal with the consequences, like face to face, straight on, no hiding behind anybody else.
Except he would have blurted it out at the lockers or something. Oh. Like, he wouldn't have handled it right if he was alone.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two
about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
I love Dylan, but I do not care for the pick me, pick me. Mm-mm. It reminds me of like The Bachelor. Just pick me, pick me. Everybody all about this one dude. I love him. He's worth it. But like, yuck. That part is a little yucky.
Mm-hmm. What I've been saying, people.
But it's not untrue what happens. I mean, yeah. I had things like that in high school.
You had a pick me moment?
Yeah. Remember I told you I was like dating this guy in high school. Like I went to all girls school. He was at our brother's school, which is now they've merged and it's Harvard Westlake. But at the time it was all girls. And there was like the hottest guy. He was a surfer and he literally would like go through all of us and like, he would go out with you 1 week and like, he took me on one date and went to get tacos and I stood there like nervous because he drove already. And then he like bought himself a taco and then he's like, are you going to get anything?
Like, he didn't even buy you a taco.
He paid for it, bought it and came and was like, are you going to go get anything? And I was like, oh, this isn't right. And all I did was kiss him. But yeah.
Wait, the next week. You kissed him after the taco?
I did.
He was did he
so
pick you?
Dreamy.
Did he have taco breath?
I don't remember. Like he had a car and like I think I was 15. He was 16. Like I didn't have my license yet. And he was like literally the coolest guy. And he took me to watch him surf one day. Like he was all about himself. And he lived in the Palisades, by the way, and had parties. Well, maybe that's where my dad got that. But
Dylan does behave as a high school boy would behave.
Yeah.
Like we're expecting does him to be moments. Like a 40-year-old dude handling this right
Making when the he's right just choices, like
an 18-year-old yeah. kid.
But that's like. When the next weekend I was sick, so I couldn't go to the party in the Palisades. And my best friend went and she there told me in science class on Monday that she kissed him and he liked her now. And I was like, literally, what about me? Pick me.
Oh my God.
It happens, you guys. Yeah. It's high school.
Remember back in the day when it was, you guys just kissed and then that was it. Like, I feel like things have gotten so much more progressive now, when it's not just a kiss anymore. When a guy's like makes a move on a girl, it's all, oh, it gets,
I feel
so much
like it's going back to the just kiss as we're older.
Yeah, but for us,
our age, you mean?
Not for the kids.
Right. More like a high five.
You got, you want a hug? I don't know.
Yeah. Too much going on. Okay, cool.
Oh my God, it's so exhausting. Can you even imagine in real life being in this situation?
No.
Now, it'd be so exhausting.
Well, nobody got time for that. Like, who can handle that these days?
Can you imagine like competing with your best friend for a guy?
That would never happen now, though, at our age.
Mm-mm. Like, no, it would not.
And it wouldn't happen. I don't feel like it would happen with girls, young girls anymore either. I mean, does it still happen with young girls? Like, because it just feels like there's so much more girls supporting girls energy out there and like standing united. I don't know. I don't, maybe I'm completely off base, but I can't imagine my daughter being in that situation. And I guess she might say one thing, but feel and want and do another thing.
It might be that. Yeah, that is a good question. I don't know. Oh, and we would hope they would be like, you know, we've come so far and like women are so empowered and girls have everybody's backs. But like, you don't know how you might feel with when a boy's like, boys are tricky, especially young boys. When you're a young girl, like they're just like, they mess with your mind.
They mess with your
head.
There
definitely are boys who like having multiple ladies, girls, women.
Yeah,
giving them attention.
Mel Silver is one of them.
Oh my God.
I mean, two major male dad not role models. Jack McKay, so Mel Silver, and they're doing it both in the same episode. It's kind of like what you guys were saying last week. Like, oh, the storyline, it's all about like who's cheating. And this week it's like, whoa, Jim Walsh is really
shining.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, he's
who's
really
worse?
Shining.
Like Jack or Mel, they're both such pigs.
I'll tell you,
Mel's a pig.
Legally Jack, but
criminal.
I feel like Mel is worse. What, when he says, that line, I'm going to just tell you.
I just like women.
I can't help myself.
Oh my God, it's disgusting. Wait, the entire,
I like women,
read the whole
thing. I can't help myself.
He takes no responsibility for just being a total cheater, pumpkin eater.
Mm-mm. So I'm a, what does he say? So I'm a bastard. Or like,
yeah. He's so like, this is how I am.
No, technically you're not a bastard, because a bastard is when you don't have a mom or something. Isn't that like the definition of a bastard?
Technically, yeah.
So you're a douchebag.
You're a douchebag.
I like how they wrote Jackie, though. She really rose to the crappy occasion. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not going off the rails. Mm-hmm. She's being a good mom. Mm-hmm. She's including David. She's seeing things clearly.
Poor David.
Oh my gosh,
David. Like, that broke my heart.
Right.
Because he's like, what happens to me? And I guess those are the things you don't think about. Like, he's happy. He has a real shot at like a cohesive family together. Mm-hmm. He has two sisters. Yeah. He has a house he loves. You know, it's a real family unit that he hasn't had in a long time, or maybe ever. We don't know the full backstory yet. But
how about when Kelly says, we're the kids, we'll do what we're told? Whoa,
pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Do you think that always, I don't know, I feel like now, like, we give our kids so much power that, I mean, if I were in a situation like that, I'd be like, what do you guys want? But that's just me.
That's no, just that's
you
so true.
And me. We're too, like, we're so soft. Like, yeah.
Everything about, you know, we, our family, like, our kids come first over
ourselves.
We don't put ourselves first. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but that would be the wrong thing to do, to put that weight of that decision on them. So I'm exactly in the same boat with you. Like, I give my kids way too much power and too many choices. And their dad is so great at like reeling me in and saying, we're the parents, we're going to do what we're going to do, and they're going to be okay because we love them.
Dean is too.
And I'm like, okay, that hurts, but I'll try it. I'll do what you say. Wow. For once. Yeah. And it does end up the right move because they do want that. They don't know what to do. They don't know either. So somebody's got to take the lead.
It's so interesting because you're watching this show and thank you to whoever wrote in that Jim was 37. Well, James Eckhouse and Cindy was 44, the actress.
Whoa, so you guys.
We are older than them.
Yeah. Wow.
And so you really are seeing, I mean, when you did it 30 years ago or I watched it, we would have never been like, oh, the parents are really handling this well. Like, we would have never said that. And now we're watching it like in a totally different way.
Wait, you and just said we're older than Jim and Cindy. I can't wrap my head around that. Nope.
Way older.
Even when I watch it. 10 years
older than Jim.
When I watch it, I'm like, I feel like he's the dad. Like, I feel so much younger than
Same. He's your dad.
Totally.
He's my daddy.
You're just thinking he's your daddy. Yeah. I wrapped my head around it very quickly when you said it. And I was like, you're saying we look good.
I mean.
Ooh, we still got it.
Wow. I feel like I'm still in my 20s or something.
I don't even remember thinking anything significant of Mel when this storyline, like when I watched it the
it
first
didn't
time.
Have
like
an
I think I sort of
you?
Didn't care. Yeah, I was like, gives a crap about
and now,
Mel.
You're like,
and now I'm like, Mel, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think the same of Jack, other than him sort of being Dylan's dad. Like when I watched it, it was like, I never got in the weeds of like what a total ass he is. And like he's a total criminal. He's like money laundering and tax evasion and this and this and stealing his kids' money. And I don't remember it like landing on me then like it does now where I'm like, oh,
but
this
something,
is such a major storyline.
Wait, something later on though, he turns into a good guy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Something redeeming happens? I know.
Well, yeah, he like, you know.
Okay.
But Mel...
How can he come back from this?
Well, I think he does. Well, he doesn't?
No,
he
I think does. They get back together, don't they?
I think so.
Guys.
We'll have to keep watching.
I know. I just want to keep that family together, though. Darn it. Maybe he could go to like sex rehab or something.
That's what would happen now.
He's essentially saying he's a sex addict. Which really like, I don't know. Something
then.
About that, like having had addicts in the past in my life. Like, I guess that's a thing, but like,
that triggers
so he doesn't
me.
Have any okay, fine. It triggers me too, because I'm just like, I don't know. Is he, or is he just using that as an excuse? And then people are like, oh, or he's
well,
hoping
he's
she'll
just
be like,
so like,
oh, he has a problem. It's a problem. He's an addict. He can't help himself. Like, is
he
that what he's going
cheats
for?
And cheats and cheats and cheats
when
and cheats.
When did that become
like
a thing that
time.
You could go to
sex addiction
rehab for? What? I'd like to know what year people were like,
that seems like the 2000s. That
I don't know. I know I've read it in tabloids. Like people, is it not real? Is that not a real thing?
Well, that seems
thing.
Like the, no, the
David
2000s.
Duchovny was a sex addict.
Yeah, that's the one I read about.
I was going to say that too. I love him, by the way, so much.
I love Kay Leone too.
So like, okay, what? Couple things. Can we talk about the Bellage?
Sure. The Bellage.
The significance of the Bellage.
We spent some time at the old Bellage, didn't we?
Did you shoot at the Bellage? I mean, they show the exteriors a lot.
Yeah, we shot.
And is that the pool?
Yeah, that's their pool.
A little note. I can't remember if I said this, but again, thank you to the
She's
genius.
Like incense or sage or something, you guys. It's not like.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell what that was from the bottom of the frame.
The Montecito.
Look.
From
it
last
looks like
week.
You're like, whoo.
The Montecito is the Santa Monica Lowe's Hotel.
Suck your sage.
The Montecito from last week?
Yes, which does.
Wait, it's the what hotel?
The Santa Monica Lowe's Hotel on Ocean.
Oh, I'd like to go there.
Which seems to be like.
Did they redo it, I hope?
Yes, it's had major renovations.
Yeah.
Like, it's great now.
It's
like,
a pretty cool spot.
It is. But.
All right. So we also, there was some very, like in the beginning of this episode, some really cool Beverly Hills shots that we don't always get.
Beverly Hills Hotel shot.
Yeah.
Which made me think, like, I didn't remember. And I was like, oh, wait, I don't think they've shown the actual hotel. Like, does that mean we're going to be at the Beverly Hills Hotel? Like,
it was super weird. They showed that and then you went to the Bellage. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's weird.
I guess they wanted it to look like the iconic Beverly Hills Hotel. They wanted everyone to think that's where we were.
I wish we could have gone there.
Jack being so famous. Like, I didn't remember.
Like, why
they called us the paparazzi?
Yeah, like news crews. And he's like, I'm going to Disneyland. It was like, I didn't remember all
Well,
that
he was
about
on the
Jack.
News last week. Like, they do seem to follow him. Like, follow I don't know his... why, but just because he's wealthy. Like, what? There's a lot of
Maybe
wealthy
he's kinda
people
like
that
a
don't.
Bernie Madoff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember that dude? Mm-hmm. Kind of a that type. Like, he was that famous about his criminal activities.
Yeah. But I, every time I go to the Bellage Hotel now, like I have, it just puts me right back into.
Do you always think of it?
Same. I mean, it's the London now, but like, yeah, just walking, like parking, because you park up. And then you walk in and it's like, oh my gosh, all I see is Color Me Bad. Like a standing oh out God. In the fake rain. Like, oh my God, are you out here? Like, that's what I think of when I valet park.
The lobby, it all just comes back.
Oh man.
Is the gambling storyline bugging anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
And Andre's hair. Andre's hair.
Why? Why would they?
Because
it's had to give her something to do.
Maybe she just wanted to color her
hair. I just remember, like, my dad was a big stickler about hair. Like, if you ever made any change, no one else would like care or notice, but they'd always put a line in afterwards. Like, oh, your hair looks great. You got it done. You're like, oh, thanks. Like when I went to Red, do you remember? Like it was always just like, yeah.
You got to get permission. If you didn't get it signed off on like a hair color change or a haircut change, then you would have some trouble.
Yeah. And, what came first for Kelly? Like, did you want the short hair?
Oh, I don't know. We're not there yet. I have no idea.
I'll put a pin in that.
Put a pin in that.
I'll ask.
Good, because you're triggering me right now, and I don't want to talk
so
about the short
far
hair
off.
Yet.
Not so far off.
You can't talk about Kelly's short hair. It gets
a few notes. Did you guys see the old-timey TV in the Walsh kitchen?
Yeah, like on the counter.
And then Jim's like, where are you going, young lady? Like, that was a little. Oh.
How many times do you think in 10 years Cindy had to answer the phone? And did she mix up her hellos? Was she always like, hello? Hello? Like different reads?
I feel like she did. There was always a different hello. Here's what I kept thinking when she answered the phone was, okay, there's a really long cord on that phone. Go walk your ass over to Jim and hand it to him. Like, why do you make him come to you? It's not like it's...
You're right. The
cord is so long. You could go anywhere.
How about Jack calling Jim and they called each other Mr. Walsh, Mr. McKay?
Until he was like, how do you feel about that, Jim?
Yeah, I'll take my money. Yeah, the gambling thing. I mean, obviously, that's going to become more and more. And I really admire Nat being like, I don't want to give you this guy's number because I'll place your bets, but I can keep my eye on you. Like, Nat is sort of a father figure.
He really is. Like, Jim's really strict. Nat's kind of like the cooler father figure. He's like the stepdad.
He's like the uncle.
Yeah, the fun uncle. You're right.
Wait, going back to the beginning, that all the limo pulling up stuff, like all the limo driving, that boxy limo reminds me of your father 100%. Like when I see a limo that's like that, like squared off like that, I just think of your dad.
Did your dad drive in a limo?
Yeah, you guys, I'm not kidding. When I saw the limo and I saw the decanters, the three crystal decanters, I was like, oh my God, they used our limo.
That's what I thought.
It was white. It was square. The outside was white on theirs?
Was black.
Okay, never mind.
Did y'all have a limo, white limo. Like, at your house?
We had a white and it was exactly that model. Like it had the decanters. It was so old fashioned. It was square, long, like 80s limo.
Did the driver live at your house? Like how did the driver know when to come over?
He didn't live at the house. He was there every day. He drove my dad to work every day. My dad went in his limo.
Did you go to school in a limo?
I didn't go. No, because I had a nanny. She would drive me in the family station wagon. But the limo was always a sticking point for me because whenever my parents would come to school events and I would have to like arrive with them, I'd be like, drop me a block away and I'll just like walk up, which they wouldn't do. But they dropped me at like the top of the school like gate.
They took a limo.
Because I was like, I am not driving through that school line and getting out of a limo. The kids will never let me live it down.
Did your dad drive?
No.
Could he drive?
Gosh. I don't think I ever saw my dad drive. My mom like had a driver and would drive, but she would actually drive too. Like, God, I don't think I ever saw my dad drive.
Did you get car sick? I don't like limos.
Very.
Yeah, they're very nauseating. Whoa.
They're kind of cool and old school. I have so many kids now. I think about getting like an old, like, and refurbishing it, like an old 80s limo. But then it would just stick out so far. You wouldn't be able to.
I had one friend who had a limo. They had a limo. Really? Yeah, but it didn't like always stay at their house like yours. It was like they just would, like if you were going to like a concert or something. Mm-hmm. Rich. God, you were rich.
I never had a limo.
Those were the days.
Do you guys remember what you drove? Like, what did you drive back then to set?
So I know what Tori drove.
What did you drive?
She drove Donna's car, basically. It was like a
convertible, the BMW.
I had the champagne convertible BMW. Yes. Yeah. And then they made Donna's car the exact same. I was like, oh my God, that's so
embarrassing. I had a lot of cars. I'm very fickle with my cars. I only keep a car for like 2 or 3 years and then I get sick of it. Kind of like the houses that I live in. I move all the time, different car all the time. A lot of husbands, you know, I got to keep things moving, shaking, changing. And I get bored.
A lot of animals, like, a lot of
like getting some.
Oh my God,
getting some
money.
We
really are alike, aren't we?
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target, and now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the 90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jenny, do you remember getting some money and like buying a car and driving it to set? I imagine those boys drove fancy cars.
We all had SUVs at one point.
Should we talk about the fact that we all saw each other and saw Ian?
Yes.
This weekend?
Yeah.
We did.
We all saw each other. At a concert.
At a concert. It wasn't just a concert. It was the iHeart Wango Tango show. Yeah.
Oh my God. I think that's my first time at a music festival.
That was
ever?
Wait. Is that a music festival? Like technically?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
When I look it up online, it says Wango Tango Music
Festival, because it's like more than one act. They all share a stage, rotate in and out. It was really cool. It was my first time at Wango Tango.
It.
Mm-hmm. Ian was cute. I acted normal. I totally acted normal.
Amy, okay. Ian came and Amy was there and she was a little excited, but she hit it really well.
I acted normal.
I didn't even think
he looked good though. He looked good.
OMG moment. Amy was with Ian.
Yep. Kiss on the cheek.
I didn't even think about that.
I acted normal. I'm not like I don't act cuckoo.
Inside though, you were
you've seen so many celebrities.
Yeah, I don't like, I have to like. Be I cool. can't just like act like I act with you guys. Do you know what I mean?
Like silly and dark out.
Like, yeah. I have to be like act normal. Act
you know
normal,
you deep normal. Down though thought he looked cute. Like he was all like dressed down. He had like a hoodie on, his sweatshirt, and like he was just casual and like not trying and messy hair and he looked great.
Camila Cabello fan?
He went in the pit, I think. Wait, you know what's funny? A couple people, so we were at this concert, so a couple people are like, wait, I know that guy. How do I know that guy? Do you guys get mostly like, I know you, or do they know who you are? Do you know what I'm saying? Like I was talking to someone from the office and she's like, wait, I know that guy. And I'm like, it's Ian Ziering. And she's like, oh yeah. Like, do most people go like, oh, Tori Spelling? Or do they go like, did we go to high school together?
Most people know who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
Occasionally,
like,
you're not braggy. Just,
occasionally, there's somebody that's like, I feel like I know you. Where do I know you? And then I feel bad. I'm like, I was on TV. Like, here, let me help you out.
And then y'all went on stage with Ryan Seacrest.
Same. I've done the same. Like, I'm an actress. And they're like, oh. But can we talk about that woman? Because clearly she still made a big impression on my soul.
Amy doesn't know the story. I don't know this.
This woman. Okay. We're standing waiting for like 5 seconds of summer or something to get done on the pink carpet, which is the red carpet.
Okay.
And so we could go like on. Like,
yeah. We're supposed to go up there together because Amy's like, we need a two shot of you girls.
So yeah. Two shot. I love a two shot.
We were.
I would have loved a three shot with the three of you, but go ahead.
It didn't happen. And this woman comes up to us like hot. She came in tight, close, ready to rumble.
Red crop tank.
Drink in her hand.
Brown hair. She had a drink in her hand. Drink. Super nice.
Oh,
but
I know
she
who this
leads
was.
With, right as we're ready to go on. And, you know, I was just looking at Jen. I was like, you look so great. She's like, you look great. Like, you know, here's the thing. Wango Tango in our minds, we're moms. We're like, oh, it's for the young people.
We're a little out of place. Yeah, like feeling uncomfortable.
And my manager might have said three times, like, this is great for you to do because it puts you back in the space with the young people. Patrick might have said that. So that was already in my head. Love him. But I'm just saying. And yeah.
So what did this lady say? I think I know who it was, but what did she say?
She leads with, I was just there and all the, no one over there, no one knows who you guys are.
No.
But I do. Because we're in our 40s and I know you. And she was trying to say that she was a fan. Like, she didn't mean anything by it.
It literally came out like, nobody knows who you are, but there's one person here that does, and it's me because I'm old.
It's me. Yes. Yeah, that's it, basically.
The subtitles.
So many words. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We literally, I looked at Tor and I was like, did you just hear what I heard? And we didn't know what to say. Like, we were like, okay.
It's so fitting for our friendship. Like, that's such the story of our lives. I mean, like, partially why we wanted to do BH90210 was because we had so many funny things behind the scenes. Things that people wouldn't believe. Like, did that just really happen to us? Of course it did. But yeah. And then what did you say to her?
What did I say to her? I don't have no idea. I don't even remember what I said.
That's when you're
going. I said, you know me, I'm nice to everyone.
You're nice to everyone. I can't hide my emotions. So I'm sure I look like, are you fucking kidding me?
You weren't. You actually weren't. It's like we traded people, personas at that point. And if no one knows us, Jen, I guess we better leave. That's just me being passive aggressive. And then I was like, but hi. But like,
oh God.
Like feeling really, what we mean is feeling really good to walk onto that red carpet with all those young people that don't know who we are.
Yeah.
Wait,
sorry,
what's
pink
like
carpet.
The worst thing a person has ever said like that?
That might be it. That's in the top two. One. That's it.
But I love it that it happened to both of us at the same time. So we could have this like share.
We had a moment and we just, we had to laugh. I mean, because
we left.
But aside from that moment, it was so much fun. And it was so good.
And then you guys went on stage to introduce Camila.
And see Ryan. We've never met Tanya in person. Like, that was so awesome.
Oh my God. How have you guys never met Tanya?
I don't know.
Did you introduce Camila? I can't remember.
Did you notice when we went out, they didn't give us, first of all, they just handed you a hot mic. And they handed me the microphone, which is a big mistake. And they didn't tell us anything. Like, go out, stand here, do this, nothing. They just handed you the mic in there and then they pushed you. And you're like, oh, I guess we're going. And I go out and then you are like way behind me, but we're supposed to be together because we're supposed to share a microphone. And
so
I'm like, hurry.
But I panicked more because like, she's my safe zone. Like, you know, like
I saw
it was more than that. Like
in your face.
She can go out and talk, but I literally like, I'm not standing. So I can't show you guys, but like, I like walked out going like this, like reaching for her hand just to myself. Like, it's okay. You got this. Just pretend you're squeezing her hand. Cause we always walk out together holding hands. Mm-hmm. Like that's our thing. And it makes us feel good. But it was over in 2 seconds.
I circled around and swooped you up, but I forgot to put the microphone in front of your mouth when it was your turn to talk. And then as you're talking, I was like, oh, crap, I'm supposed to be the microphone person. And I put the mic up to you like mid-sentence.
And I wasn't thinking, so I just started to say my line. And then I was like, oh, right. So luckily. Wait, do you mind, just because it's a very fun story, tell the last time we presented. By the way,
At what was it? The V8? No.
Okay. So it was at the Teen Choice. It was at the Teen Choice. And this is when we were doing BH90210.
Is this like 2018?
2019. Mm-hmm. And we were filming BH90210 in Vancouver when we both simultaneously we're filming with everybody, the group. We got the email saying they want the two of you to introduce and present at Teen Choice. And I get it. I was like, oh, yes, this is going to be great for us. And I knew the reaction. So I look across the bar and she's like,
I was like, oh, no way.
Because I knew. And she was like, no, these are all young people. I knew what she was going to say. This is all young people. I'm like, no, we're going to look hot. This is going to be great. It's great because we have BH90210 premiering. Like, we're going to do this. So we did look great.
You dressed us. You had a plan in your mind and you made it happen.
And I love when a plan comes together, a fashion plan. So she had this very cool blazer dress, hot pink. And I wanted to do a nod, like a modernized nod to our characters of what we would have worn 30 years ago, but modernized for 2019. So she looked so cool, had this blazer on. I had like a sunflower.
Dolce
like
Gabbana.
Dolce Gabbana
sunflower dress. It was so
cute. It was very in at the moment. And like, we looked great until they like shoot us off the red carpet because who was coming? Like,
they've literally got run over.
Zendaya. Oh, we say her name wrong. How do you say her name?
I thought it was Taylor Swift.
Oh, her too. Her too.
Yeah. All the long-legged people came and trampled us right off the red carpet.
And that's always a good feeling too. So here's number two in our book.
Right. When you're when they're like, get out of here.
Jenny, Tori, Jenny, Tori. And they don't say like, oh, thanks or anything. They just go, they see someone bigger, younger, and they go, the camera's just moving. You're still standing there.
With no camera. You're like, okay, I guess we're done.
Walk behind. But then.
Being a celebrity is like horrible.
This That's is like another instance thing. Of like, no one tells celebrities, just so people out there know, they don't rehearse with you. They don't tell you what you're going to be doing. And you're nervous because you want to do a good job. It's on TV and you're like, where do I go? What do I do? So we're backstage and we've gone over our lines and we've like rehearsed in our like glam tent right before. And we go out and we see everybody coming right onto the main stage to present.
Big, beautiful stage.
Jenna are standing there because they're like, Jenny, Tori. And we're like, okay. So we just go and fall in line. And then they're like, no. Like 30 seconds before we had to go out, they're like,
climb up
these
stairs.
All the way up these stairs. Go behind because the audience was all on rafters.
Like rafters? Bleachers.
Bleachers. What are rafters?
I don't know. I think that's in the ceiling.
Yeah. All the way up, and it was like a hike. So we would get there.
Oh,
and be like,
yeah.
And they're
No,
we got to go.
We were sweaty by the time we got up the stairs.
We get up there, and the camera goes on us quickly, and someone there to flag us down. And all of a sudden, they're like, we see a look of panic, and we see them go like this, and they're doing something. And all of a sudden, someone comes in with big lights.
What?
They had to
big
get
lights,
the
like,
big
oh, God,
lights.
These
they
two
didn't
need, these
to
two
have to get
need,
out the big lights.
They need filtering and lighting. Bring in the big lights.
My God.
So they
so we're
flip
just,
it
like,
on.
Frazzled. And then?
They flip it on, and all of a sudden, the what's it called? Like the teleprompter thing comes up
the
with
teleprompter.
Our lines on it.
They have a tiny one right there, right in front of us, with the lights.
Can't see it because I don't have my glasses on. So that's a problem.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And
we didn't wear our glasses.
I don't know. We were supposed to be introducing the soccer Mia. No.
Mia Hamm?
Was it?
I was praying you would remember her name because
I feel like it was Mia Hamm or it was somebody like Mia Hamm-ish. And it was like for an icon award or something. And I don't know what happened, but I went Cindy Brady. Like I flatlined. I all of a sudden. I just started speaking gibberish when it was my turn to talk on live television.
For real?
Yeah, gibberish.
I need to find this?
Oh, yeah.
Please find it. Here's the thing. She always thinks it's worse, obviously, than it really is. Like when you watch it back, it's not as bad. And even in the moment, but standing next to her and I'm looking, like we just instinctually know each other so well that I was like, oh, she's good. We call it going up on your lines. Like I was like, oh, okay, she's going up. And I was like, can she recover? Nope, she can't recover.
I was supposed to like lead you in with my words. And then what you said made sense. But I said nothing that made sense. And all I said
was, you said one thing.
The very last line of the intro was, superstar. So I said, bleh, 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 superstar. And I looked at Tori with a look of panic in my eyes, like, please do something.
And then I just looked at her. We had that moment and went right into the next line, like nothing happened. Oh. And I don't think people noticed.
I think
but
they did.
All I could think of, and at that moment, I just wanted to laugh really loud because she said superstar. And all I could think of is Molly Shannon, superstar. On Saturday Night Live. And I was like, OMG.
That was OMG for sure. Oh, my God.
But so that was our last time presenting in front of an audience because the pandemic happened.
I can find you in the flower dress, Tori.
Yes.
But I can't find
the clip's on there somewhere.
I'll have to dig around for this. Wait, before we have to go,
So I had a moment when I was like coming on stage and I was like, oh, my gosh, superstar. But I was like, I'm not going to remind her of it because that'll make her more nervous.
Oh, I thought of it too. I think of it every time
go,
I have to go live now. Yeah.
Wait, before
she looks
we go,
at me and she goes,
I have to
superstar.
Ask another
like,
question.
Oh, sorry.
Is there anything you can remember about the pool scene? I feel like that was the only thing
we just
thing
want
I didn't
to keep talking Wango Tango.
I know. We'll continue that later.
I'm just kidding.
But
the pool,
I got to get back to the
I
episode.
I remember the pool was
like, do you remember,
cold.
Was that?
It looked like it was steamy and warm, but it was cold as heck. Yeah.
And was that whole underneath thing choreographed? Like,
that the under the any? Okay, that was back in the day when the technology was not like what it is now. So an underwater shot took a long time for them to set up, and it was really super technical, and you could get electrocuted. Like there was a lot of crazy preparations going on, and it took forever.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because they put lights under the water, but they were like, no, these are special lights. And you're like, are they really? But because back then that they didn't do that. And so, yeah, I was really nervous.
Oh, my God.
That was just like one quick little shot of the underwater thing. A lot
it was
of setup
a cute
for that
moment.
One shot.
Cute because he kind of grabs you under.
But it was cold.
The legs around him. Your body looks so beautiful. Like, oh, I love that moment.
And it was night. So you must have been shooting all night.
It was a night shoot. And we were so cold. And I remember Luke's lips were blue. And you know how when you get cold, you can't really move your mouth and lips. And so kissing was really like, this is weird because our mouths were frozen. And I just remember we kept joking with the crew and being like, we have to be in here. You guys get naked and come in too. Like we kept trying to get the crew to come in the water with us. But I think only maybe Blake did. I think Blake took his pants off.
Blake
and got
came in.
No, Blake. No, sorry. The son. What's his name?
Robo?
Robo. Yeah. Robo, the boom guy, came in.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Good memory, Jenny. Shocking. You remember all
that. But
we
did have, like, the cameraman with us and the camera operator guy were with us, I remember, in the
water. Were they in, like, scuba suits?
Yeah, they were in scuba suits and we
were. Wetsuits? Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Why didn't they heat the pool?
They did heat it. It just was a really cold night.
It just still was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to be, like, half out of it, like.
And all flirty and kissy.
Did this air in January?
That shows how great you guys are because you would never know. You would have thought
when
it was 100 degrees out.
When did this air? January?
January.
So you probably shot it in what, December? So it was kind of colder.
No.
November.
Earlier.
November.
We didn't have that quick a turnaround then back then.
Yeah, it was great though. I remember that I know Luke and I had a lot of fun with that scene.
Yeah, it's iconic. It really is. It's iconic.
So much more really to talk about with this episode we didn't get to, but we just rattled on and on about things. Today. Sorry, guys.
No, it's good stuff.
So
what's next?
Next week, we have episode 20 of season 3, Parental Ooh. Guidance Recommended. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
That sounds naughty.
Amy, do you know what's going to happen?
I don't remember yet.
I feel like it's coming to a head with Brandon's gambling.
Oh, yeah.
It's headed
That's
there,
coming
right?
soon. Okay. And Jack, I'm sure there's going to be some Jack drama.
Yeah. Well, we're here for it. I hope you guys have a great week.
Love you guys. And I love you, superstar.
Superstar.
Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, This is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.